Listen to this news. Goyal launches Trade Connect e-platform to supercharge Indian exports worldwide. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Shri Piyush Goyal, unveiled the Trade Connect e-platform, signaling a major leap forward for Indian exporters. This digital initiative promises to revolutionize India's trade engagement worldwide, opening the doors to new markets and increasing the nation's export share. At the launch event, Shri Goyal stressed the platform's potential to unlock global market access for farmer producer organizations, FPOs, businesses, and entrepreneurs. By providing actionable insights into free trade agreements, FTAs, and international market dynamics, it becomes a critical tool in advancing India's vision of achieving $1 trillion in merchandise and services exports by 2030. Crafted with the expertise of the Ministry of MSME, Exim Bank, the Department of Financial Services, DFS, and the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, Trade Connect serves as a single-window interface, streamlining access to essential trade data. Exporters benefit from features such as market intelligence, tariff breakdowns, and comprehensive trade agreements. Connectivity to key government bodies, including Indian missions abroad, and trade experts strengthens the platform's utility. Shri Goyal commended the Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, for its forward-thinking approach, noting how the platform cuts through the complexities of international trade. Future developments, including a multilingual interface, are also on the horizon, expanding its reach to a broader audience across India. The platform's advanced functionalities encompass product and country guides, trade agreement explorers, and global e-commerce guides. Integrated with major initiatives like the Open Network for Digital Commerce, ONDC, and the Government e-Marketplace, GEM, Trade Connect creates an interconnected system that empowers Indian exporters to scale globally. Most read, China's August exports exceed expectations, driving trade growth.